On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. Eskom has suspended load shedding. It says it's recovered over 3,000 megawatts of generation capacity and managed to replenish its reserves. The power utility implemented stage 3 rolling blackouts on Friday after it lost over 2,700 megawatts over a 14-hour period. Spokesperson Daphne Mogoena says coal operations at Kusile Power Station are now at optimal levels.
With all units that were offline as of Friday now back in service, progress on the recovery of Quebec Unit 2 recovery well underway. Eskom reassures the public that Quebec Unit 2 remains safe. The team is working diligently to restore 4,091 megawatts back to service by Monday. While baseload capacity remains constrained, our generation recovery plan is addressing this challenge.
KZN Cocktail says a national disaster declaration following inclement weather will help fast-track relief efforts in the province. The National Disaster Management Centre has made the decree after last month's heavy rains claimed at least 22 lives. The department says the disaster will cost KZN over 3 billion rand. Spokesperson Senze Lumzila has made a guarantee that affected communities will be assisted.
This declaration, promulgated in terms of Section 23(1)(b) of the Disaster Management Act 2002, represents a critical intervention to ensure a cohesive and comprehensive response to the devastating consequences of the recent disruptive rainfall, thunderstorms, floods, and powerful winds. Residents across the province are strongly advised to remain vigilant and adhere to weather warnings that are issued by the South African Weather Service, as further rainfall is anticipated in the coming week.
In other news, the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has warned that it's illegal for any drug to be on the market without being evaluated. It's after police confiscated scheduled medicines, steroids and other drugs worth 15 million rand from a self-storage facility in Pretoria last week. SAPRA spokesperson Mogadi Fafudi.
Manufacturers that are licensed with SAPRA, they comply with the laws. They know what are required out of them. So in this instance, the facilities that are implicated here have not complied with the requirements of the law, because facilities that manufacture this product must be certified by SAPRA.
And abroad in Turkey, over 200 people are spending the weekend behind bars after International Women's Day demonstrations in Istanbul. Over 3,000 women marched peacefully under tight security last night against the growing scourge of femicide in the country. The Feminist Night March rally began at sunset near Taksim Square. Although it ended without incident, organisers said police then started rounding up protesters, posting footage showing officers dragging them out of the crowd. Your top story this hour, Eskom has just suspended load shedding. It says it's recovered over 3,000 megawatts of generation capacity and managed to replenish its reserves. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.